name is Avery, and this story is called The Box. They say it's simply a coincidence that every night when the clock strikes 12, another child disappears. They say, when you hear the song, run. Michael whined to his mother again. Please, Mom, he complained. She sighed. Music doesn't play at night, Micah. Micah whimpered and frowned. Micah's mom rolled her eyes. Good night. She turned out the light, then turned the corner to join her husband in the bedroom. Micah couldn't sleep. He was positive something was stalking him. Suddenly, his eyelids fell heavy and began to fall down. Moments before he fell asleep, he heard a quiet song note in the distance. He jolted awake. What was that? He whispered. He set his head back on his pillow and shivered. Once again, he heard the note. This time, it didn't stop at one. This time, a song played. Slowly, a song played. Suddenly, as the song continued, he felt a cold, dry hand slowly set down on his shoulder. Micah didn't have the ability to scream when the hand sat on his eyes. All that could escape his lips was a whisper. Help. The next morning, Micah's mom came into his room to wake him. Micah, she called. The room was empty. Chuck, where's Micah? Micah's dad appeared in the room. I don't know, he said. Hey, what's that? He pointed to a black box sitting on Micah's bed. I'm not sure. Open the lid, his mom replied. They walked to the box and lifted the lid. It was a music box. When the lid opened, music played immediately. How could this be? His mother whispered. The little porcelain figure that was spinning to the music looked identical to Micah. 2 years later, a little girl lying in bed lay wide awake. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a song played. And the girl felt a cold hand on her shoulder. The end.